It's Friday, time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
In the 1960s, long before the art market became an investment vehicle, a group of New York artists broke away from traditional forms of painting and sculpture and headed to the American Southwest to work with the earth itself. In the film Troublemakers, the story of land art, filmmaker James Crump chronicles their effort to create art that couldn't be sold. Here's the artist, Michael Heiser.
There are no values attached to something like this because it's not portable and not a malleable barter exchange object. And that says it. You can't trade this thing. You can't put it in your pocket. If you have a war, you can't move it around. It's not worth anything. In fact, it's an obligation.
Heiser dug giant trenches in the Nevada desert for his work Double Negative. Robert Smithson built a massive rock structure called Spiral Jetty that extended into Utah's Great Salt Lake. Here's their contemporary Vito Acconci describing his early encounters with this movement.
But I started to think, I wonder if it was like people used to make pilgrimages to churches. So people now would have to make pilgrimages to somewhere in Nevada, you know?
Through archival footage and beautiful new cinematography, the film allows us to experience these sacred places. After watching, you may want to make your own road trip. Troublemakers opens today at IFC Center. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.